From sprains to fractures, get expert care quickly at the University of Kansas Health System. Walk-in orthopedic care is open weekdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 2, at I-435 and Null. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
A former Royal Stadium vendor turned radio icon.
It's all tonight on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your home for everything that's f***ing great.
He's been in a band.
I don't like you.
And he's not to be trifled with.
I'm a hard ass. I'm sorry.
He's Todd Liebo. He's Todd Liebo.
I'm getting really sick of guys named Todd. Hi, what's your name? Todd. I'm Todd.
On the program.
Yes, he is. Todd Liebo, brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. It's a great time to get to Family Leisure. Listen, you're going to be cooped up and stuck in the basement all winter long. Wouldn't you like to have maybe a pool table, ping pong, shuffleboard? Todd, maybe a video game?
Yes.
Some darts.
Darts.
Good Lord. Don't
you
go
find
nuts.
A poker table.
Yes.
Did you ever get a poker table?
No, I'm going to, though.
I'm really going to.
I really am. It's going to happen. There was a beautiful one there the last time I was there on a remote, and it literally took everything I had to not walk away with it.
Calling your name. Take me home, Petro.
Yeah, I want it. And then I'll have people over to play cards.
I believe that.
Like you have done.
It's still been a while. I haven't done that in a while.
We need to do that, and I need to do it. There's a card game around town, too, that I play in. Well, I played once. Well, there's a really good poker league, the Monday Night Poker League. Shout out to the fellas. I haven't played for a number of years. Those guys are really good.
You know, Corey's a degenerate poker player, apparently.
Corey who?
Anderson.
Oh, pfft.
That's what he says.
You know what? He strikes me as like Mick Schaefer, the kind of guy that just bitches about everybody. Oh, you sure you went in? Of course you did. Why wouldn't you go in with ace four? I mean, now you got to play.
That's too much Mick. Table talk?
Yeah, Mick gets all feisty and upset.
You don't play table talk?
No, I do. I just find it comedic.
I'll just do it on my terms.
If they're bad players, shut up. Don't teach them the game. Let them keep playing bad, and we'll all take their money.
Take their money. Done.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you got to absolutely raise right there. Oh, stop.
My poker game on Thursday nights is not very serious.
Really?
No. It's fun.
Do you play any... Do you play any of the
wacko games?
You do?
9 o'clock, it turns wacko.
Okay.
Hold them till 9. And then, it used to be hold them till 9:30, and then it's just whatever.
And then now it's really lottery.
Cornhole, Iron Cross, Guts, you know, No Peak, whatever. Bitchy Queen, Bitchy Down, all of them. We got all kinds of games.
These are all games?
Oh, yeah. Okay. They're all games.
Do you have to have a white rock on your porch to play these things, or how's that work?
No.
I know how you Lee Summit people are.
We go to the same house. We go to Rusty's house.
Really?
Oh, boy.
There's no one named Rusty. I made that up.
That's a lie. You just realized Rusty's upset that his name got out there.
It's all good.
What night is it?
Thursdays. Did not play last Thursday. It was Halloween. I didn't go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trombone joke in there somewhere.
Curtis. What is wrong with you? We're trying to play the damn feud here. We're trying to talk about Family Leisure. We're doing all this stuff.
Yeah, we're talking about Family Leisure. We're talking about getting, you know, man cave stuff and having a good time, and then you make it dirty.
Thanks, Curtis.
Show killer.
Well, Jed's asleep. He's not going to get
fine.
It.
He's fine.
Who'd like to play for a wonderful, authentic Neapolitan-style pizza from Il Lazzarone, easy for me to say. 913-3810-810. If you can be victorious at the feud, or even just maybe make us laugh, but don't try too hard. You know what we're saying?
Yeah.
Especially if you're not funny.
Just be naturally funny.
Yes.
That's my job, is to try too hard and be funny.
913-3810-810. We need a contestant. You can try that wonderful, authentic Neapolitan-style pizza featuring the freshest and most pure ingredients. Il Lazzarone's pizza dough, some of the rarest and most traditional in the world. You know, the oven came from Italy. They do pizza the old way. They make it fresh right in front of you. You can come check out the margarita, marinara, pepperoni. I like the Supremo. That's my favorite. The famous crepa pizzas, big. Curtis loves the crepa. Customize your own pizza. Try their Nutella pizza for dessert, strawberries, bananas. It is wonderful. Ask for the they were out. They'd run out of marshmallows when I was in there not long ago with the kids. And they wanted the s'mores pizza.
Luckily, you were traveling with marshmallows, as you always do. And say, I've got some. Here we go. me just reach into the old satchel here.
I love the charcuterie. Great appetizer, salads, more cocktails even. 1628 Frederick and St. Joe for you folks up north. 412 Delaware Street in the River Market for people here in KC. It's Il Lazzarone Pizzeria. They're serious about their pizza. And Tim's going to take a shot. Tim, I'm proud of you. Thanks for showing some heart. How are you, my friend? Hang on, Tim. The guy on the other side of the glass, he's got to press the button to where we can hear you.
Tim. Getting the feud ready, man.
There we go.
Hello.
Hello, Tim. How are
Hello.
You, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Have you heard the feud before?
Yes, sir.
So you know how to play?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you think you're any good at it?
I might be. That's debatable.
Okay. Sure. It is. But, you know, the fact that you're going to, you know, come strong and give it a go, we're very excited about that fact. So you got a choice to make. You're going to play with me, Todd, or Curtis?
I'll take LeBeau.
LeBeau.
No one ever picks me.
LeBeau, because you're not a nice guy, right. Todd.
I got picked.
Hey, at least some guys got to stick together.
There it is. Okay, so it's me and Captain Chicken Sandwich over here against LeBeau and Tim. Who's going first, or do you want us to figure it out first?
Well, it's Tim.
You guys figure it out. It's fine.
All right, you guys figure it out first.
Go ahead.
All right,
go ahead.
I'll go first.
All right, Tim, do you want to go up against Saran or Curtis?
I'll go up against Curtis.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Pick on the weaker kid. Good call. Right. I like how you work there, man.
Gimme LeBeau and Saran.
All righty.
That was kind of uncomfortable that there was no laughter afterwards.
He's not
You're
wrong.
Hurting him.
He was just acknowledging, yeah, that's my strategy. That's what it is.
All right, here we go.
Who's up?
LeBeau and
Me
Saran.
Me and you?
Yep.
Let's go, LeBeau.
Let's do it.
We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top 8 answers on the board. We asked them to name any Masters champion.
Saran.
Saran.
I'm going to go with Tiger Woods, y'all.
Top answer, player pass.
Who am I playing with? Curtis?
Curtis.
Oh, God, that's a nightmare.
Yeah.
I say we play, Curtis. What do you say?
Let's do it.
K-Dog?
Okay.
I'm going to say Jack Nicklaus.
Third best.
Tom Watson. What?
Are you
no
kidding
Tommy
me?
No Tommy Watson.
No Tom. I did that just because I'm in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. And he's from Kansas
Who
City.
Who do you poll? Where did you go to the Philippines to ask these questions?
Yep, these ones came
the
from
internet.
Malaysia.
It's everywhere.
All right.
I'll say Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson's there. Right. Second best answer.
I'm spent. I know guys who have won it, but I don't have any idea where they're going to go. With
Tom
this.
Watson's not on the list, and I don't know.
I know.
I don't even know what's real in the world.
Jeez. Oh, we've had what's been answered?
Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Jack Nicklaus,
and Tom Watson.
Five answers left. Tom Watson was an incorrect response, correlating in one strike for your team.
Oh God, I don't know which one of the young guys have won it and which ones haven't. Nick Faldo,
fourth best answer.
Awesome.
Don't
screw this up.
Jordan Spieth,
fifth best
did,
answer.
Like, did you know he'd won it?
I thought he did, but I wasn't sure.
Like, because I don't know which one of the young guys have won it.
No. I did leave for a while and had this open on my computer, so you guys might have cheated.
Oh, no. Tim, we're getting pencil whipped here.
I guarantee I didn't.
I have been gone all day. I thought we covered that already.
Curtis could have screenshotted it.
I'd be doing better if I'd done that.
No strikes for you, Kay. A little suspicious, man.
Yeah, Nicklaus, Mickelson, and Spieth.
Watson.
Way off the radar.
Bubba Watson.
Bubba Watson is their sixth
I didn't know.
Best
if, I know
answer.
He's won tournaments. I didn't know if he'd won that one.
One last strike. One I had written. 7 and 8 on the board, Kay.
I know other guys that have won it, but I just don't know who's going to be in this list.
Maybe all the people who thought Bubba Watson were thinking of Tom Watson, too. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to go.
Maybe. So how come when I said Watson the first time, you buzzed me, and I said Watson the second time?
Because you said Tom Watson the first time, and then the only other one. It's not Sherlock Holmes, buddy.
He was good, though.
Yeah, he was
scratch golfer.
Scottish, therefore.
He won several British Opens.
Yes, he did.
Greg Norman.
Two strikes. Norman not on the board. Back over to you,
that's
Pat.
That's just awful.
Well, he never won one either.
Oh, I didn't.
we also know that doesn't matter.
Not irrelevant.
I know I've asked this already, but I need you to remind me who's been said.
Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, Jordan Spieth, Bubba Watson, and Tom Watson, and then Curtis threw out some other guy.
I was gonna say Faldo, but I've already said that. God, I know this guy's won it, but he's such an obscure one, but he won it with, like, this great shot, so maybe. I don't know why anybody remember this name. Larry Mize.
Three strikes, good guess, chance though. To steal, Lebo.
That's good. It's kind of like
Tim.
When you bust in blackjack, but you played it right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know,
you're broke.
You had to hit it.
You're broke.
All right, Tim. Arnold Palmer and Gary Player are the older guys who have won multiples, right? Zach
right.
Johnson
I'm thinking
is
that or Rory. Did Rory ever
I don't
win
think
one?
Rory's won it, but that doesn't mean Rory. Rory's blown up there and lost.
I'll defer to you.
Well, do you think? I think Arnold Palmer's the more famous old guy name.
I would say Arnold Palmer if I had to guess.
All right, let's go Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
Arnold Palmer was not there. The two answers you guys did not get: Fuzzy Zeller.
Oh yeah.
And Angel Cabrera. 95
wow.
points over to Curtis and Soren.
I'm sorry, Tim.
Arnold Palmer,
nah,
delicious drink.
You know, it's better.
The John Daly.
The John Daly. Yeah. I got a buddy who's a big John Daly fan.
That's fantastic.
He likes a little extra tea. I've heard him order it so damn many times. I know how he likes it, too. Okay, a little more tea.
A little more tea.
Give me Tim and give me Curtis.
All right.
We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top 8 answers on the board. We asked them to name an ingredient in trail mix.
Tim.
Do you not know your name?
I don't.
Lebo.
It's not smart.
Big Tiger.
No, it's Tim. Tim got it.
Big Tiger.
I'll go with raisins.
Raisins were there. That was the third best answer. Chance to steal, Curtis.
Peanuts.
Top answer, would you guys like to play or pass?
I don't know a lot about trail. Do you think I've eaten? I'm not on trails, nor do I eat trail mix. So I can fly it around, I guess. You want to try it?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
Granola.
That was there. That was the 8th best answer.
just by the skin of my teeth.
Got it.
How many we got up there? 40?
Yeah, 40. 40 answers. No, there's 8 total. There are 5 left on the board.
I got the lowest one on the board.
Most of the ones I've seen have like M&Ms in them.
Second best answer.
That's not the healthy trail mix.
No.
Do they have little marshmallows?
But it is the kind people
buy. That's your answer.
Yeah.
One strike.
Still thinking about those marshmallows.
I've got some here.
You got
them
right here. You need
right
them.
Here.
Sunflower seeds.
Oh, really?
7th best answer.
So peanuts and sunflower seeds, you said?
Mm-hmm. Also raisins, granola, and M&Ms is what we've knocked off there.
Like
I'm staring at the bag that I see at Quick Trip every morning when I walk by it to get my cinnamon roll.
I'm going to try a pistachio. I don't know what that one's doing there.
2 strikes. Curtis, back over to you, buddy.
Pumpkin seeds?
Pumpkin seeds, not on the board. Chance to steal. Tim and Todd Lee.
Kosher hot dogs?
Peanuts are peanuts. There could be other nuts in there because he guessed pistachio. It's legal to have a different kind of a nut in there.
I'm thinking maybe chocolate chips.
That's a good one. I was thinking about cashews, but chocolate chips is probably better. You want to do that one, Tim?
I'm good with that.
Tim, you say it out loud. You'll be the one who owns this.
Chocolate chips.
Yeah!
Chocolate chips were there. That was the 5th best answer. 80 points
nice.
Over to Lebo and Tim. The answers you did not get, pretzels and almonds.
Almonds.
Yeah, I was thinking almond, too.
So the half-pound kosher hot dog, not
that was number 9, but we stopped at 8.
What did you guys have, 90 what?
95
we have 95 big points, big fat points.
With no Tom Watson. Unbelievable.
Give me Lebo and Soren.
No Arnold Palmer. You know, what are they thinking?
Making me thirsty.
Let's go.
These pretzels are. We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top 8 answers on the board. We asked them to name any city in South Carolina.
Soren. I'm going
to
go with Columbia.
2nd best. Chance to steal, Lebo.
Charleston.
Top answer. Player pass.
I mean, you came to play the feud, Tim. Let's play, right?
Let's give it a go.
All right.
Tim?
I'm going to go with Myrtle Beach.
3rd best.
It's Clemson.
I'm out.
5th best.
The same.
Oh, man. That I knew about 4 of them. That's it. Let's go with Springfield.
Good call.
Springfield did not make the cut.
I was
one
actually like,
strike.
Damn, I should have written that down.
Lebo?
How about my dad used to tell me that one time they drove to this town all the way from here, Spartanburg.
Spartanburg, yeah. On the board, what? Seventh best. Exactly. What?
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Todd. I'm no help on South Carolina geography.
You're doing good.
Let's go with another common name. Let's go with
Main Street.
Palmetto.
Oh, I like Palmetto.
Two
it's
strikes.
The Palmetto State.
Lebo?
Greenville.
Crap. Greenville was the fourth best answer.
Scratch out the last one I knew.
How many are left?
There are two answers left, 6 and 8.
No, yeah, he's not on the line. Strike is going to be coming. Let's go with Sandusky.
Today,
Rust Belt.
Three strikes. Chance to steal.
This should be super easy, guys.
Isn't the College of Winthrop in South Carolina? Where was
Greg Marshall?
Where was no, Timmy? This
dang,
is
you're
you
done,
don't want
to
help
quiet
us,
down.
Tim.
They're
you
talking.
Don't help us.
Yeah, don't talk to them.
Where did Greg Marshall coach? Winthrop. And that I 99% sure that was in South Carolina. That's why he was rumored for South Carolina. And I'm assuming that's named after the town.
That's better than what I got.
I'm sure it's not in that town. It's a different town.
What do you got, Topeka?
Nothing. Okay. Better than what I got. That's why I said I got nothing.
I'm going to try Winthrop.
Winthrop was not on the board. The two that you did not get, Darlington, Saran, you're a closet NASCAR fan.
I didn't know what state it was in.
Mount Pleasant, 92 points.
What?
Over to
Mount, not very pleasant.
Tim right, and Lebo.
All right. 172
to 95.
No pressure, but it's all on you. I hope it's chicken sandwiches or something.
Don't bring it up.
Names
talk about
of,
it.
Names of people.
We surveyed, how long do you stand at Popeye's? 1 minute or 8 minutes? Curtis, 8 minutes. All right. Give me Tim and give me Curtis.
We're
we
here.
Surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top 8 answers on the board. We asked them to name a song by Guns N' Roses.
Curtis.
Tim.
Curtis. Sweet Child of Mine.
Fourth best answer.
Did
chance
he say
to steal.
Or oh?
Oh, mine.
Okay.
We're going to play.
No, yes.
He has a chance
first?
To steal. That was the fourth best answer.
Oh, it was?
All right, Timmy, you got this.
Okay. So we're going to play?
No, okay.
No. You got to answer one.
You got to answer one
oh,
better.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go with Welcome to the Jungle.
Top answer. Would you guys like to play or pass?
We'll play this one.
Yeah, let's play.
Lebo?
All right. Paradise City?
Second best.
November Rain?
Third best.
Now we're getting deep into this stuff. Now, Patience?
Oh. In your face.
I love that
running
song.
Out of patience for you, Lebo.
Mr. Brownstone.
Damn it.
Fifth best.
It's So Easy. What the? Are
two
you kidding
strikes.
Me?
Linda Ronstadt. Come on, Lebo.
My Michelle.
Three Beatles. Strikes on the board. All chance right. to steal.
You're the music guy, Curtis. Carry the weight here. I've got one written down.
I can't think. The ones that I'm not a huge Guns N' Roses fan, but those. Are
you're
the, ones,
the music guy, Curtis.
I know, but I'd have
earn
to,
your
have
check
band.
Once.
That ain't ever gonna
say
happen.
Out loud
it
what you guys
once.
Have. Let's talk it out.
We can talk it out. What do you?
Do
have?
You have anything?
I don't.
What about you're pathetic?
Yeah.
What about You Could Be Mine from the Terminator 2?
Didn't sound familiar.
You could be mine.
That sound familiar, but it's better than what
well,
I've got. I've
you've
got, nothing.
Got nothing.
I've got nothing.
So we,
I can't
we,
think
we,
of
we
did get... they have a song called Tom Watson?
I think they did. The spicy chicken sandwich.
They had a song called
you
"Get
can't...
Me a Fork."
Was "Use Your
get
Illusion"?
Get me a fork.
Use Your Illusion was that
get
a song
me
off
a
that?
Fork now.
Use Your Illusion 1 and 2.
No, I just got the answer, Tim. I'm sorry. I got one in my head now.
Could you focus for
now.
Real?
No, I got nothing.
That sadly is him focusing.
That is me focusing.
I'm so ticked at myself right now. I'm so effing mad.
What's been said?
I got
what's
two.
Been said?
Welcome to the Jungle, Paradise City, November Rain, Sweet Child, Oh Mine.
Oh my.
Mr. Brownstone, 6, 7, 8, still on the board.
Paradise City. I'm trying to think of the videos.
It's the one you could be mine.
That's a good song.
It was a good song.
But
yeah.
you're way.
Out of time. I'm going to go with You Could Be Mine.
You Could Be Mine was there. That was the sixth best answer.
Don't Cry is on there. Knocking on Heaven's Door is on there. All these good. All right, fine. I feel better.
The two you did not get, Rocket Queen and Live and Let Die.
I forgot about that one.
How much did we get
90
there?
90 points over
it's
to
all down to this, guys.
And Curtis.
Ooh, unless we're terrible. Unless we're terrible on the category, this should settle it. No pressure here, boys. 185, 172. Just beating you about the neck and ears, Lebo.
It's a late 80s Nuggets game.
Can't wait to hear. So now we're done with the turd music category. And I actually won it, and I know Jed's all pissed.
There could be another music category.
I like
he loves the music categories to stick it to me that I don't know music, but screw you, I won it. I had it.
I like the.
I nailed it.
I like the few.
Been sitting on that for a while, haven't you?
What do you got next, shave boy?
All right. We surveyed 100.
It's noteworthy when he shaves.
Fine, listeners. Yeah, it only happens like once every 3 months, so. I don't even know who's playing.
Is me and Lebo.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Pull over. We'll drive.
Perfect. We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top 8 answers. We asked them to name any current Big Ten football coach.
Soren.
Ah. I'm going to go with Jim Harbaugh.
Top answer, player pass.
Damn right it is. Well, we got to play, don't we?
Yes.
Are you going to be able to come up with anything?
A couple.
Okay. Well, let's get to work.
James Franklin.
Well, I was going to be like, is
third best
worker? The Buckeye fans had to have said Ryan Day.
Eighth best.
Oh, God, really? Wow. Come on, think, Curtis. Don't be a boob. I left the layup for you.
Kirk Ferentz.
That's good. That's
fifth
good.
Best.
I'm going to leave another layup for you and go PJ Fleck.
Sixth best.
There's a layup sitting there, Curtis.
No chance he gets it.
Probably not. Mark D'Antonio. D'Antonio?
We're just going to go with the last
D'Antonio.
Name.
Mike D'Antonio? Mark? Damn it.
One strike.
Well, are you thinking? Can you start thinking? Do you need me to rattle off the schools for you?
No, you can't do that.
I just don't know the coaches.
No table talk.
Okay, Scott Frost, because I'm afraid this boob won't get there.
Second
you're right.
Best.
You're good with that one.
Curtis, back over to you, buddy.
You could be mine. With your fork, stop rocking in your chicken sandwich.
I got no idea.
This is me concentrating over here.
Jerry Kill.
See how it helps?
Jerry Kill.
Two strikes. Saran, back over to you.
I should have spent a little more time thinking. That's only two strikes. I actually thought Curtis was going to buzz us out. We got one more?
Still has a chance. There are two answers left on the board.
All right. Let's go with... I'm drawing a complete blank on that guy. Let's go with...
Buzz this fool. Buzz this fool.
Barry Alvarez.
Three strikes. Tim... And Lebo.
All right, Tim, I got
to win.
I got a couple. I'm thinking either Lovey Smith because he's so god awful.
Yeah.
And Paul Christ.
Paul Fitzgerald. Or Pat Fitzgerald is at Northwest.
Pat Fitzgerald.
Paul Christ is at Wisconsin and Lovey Smith. So we got 3-for-2. I'm going to let you pick this since it's your game.
Because you're yellow. You are gutless.
He doesn't want to pick
I ain't yellow.
One.
You're a gutless coward.
Let's.
Why don't you host a poker game sometime?
Lovey Smith.
Yeah!
Lovey Smith was there.
Timmy.
That was the fourth best answer. The one that was left on the board, Pat Fitzgerald.
Yeah, we had it all
96
the
points Damn. Over to Lebo and Tim.
Hey,
Tim, congratulations.
Is that enough?
All right.
96 plus 172. Oh. Just barely there.
Curtis,
good
did
job,
you even
Timmy.
Name a Big Ten coach?
Two.
You're pathetic.
He said Scott Frost, didn't he?
No, he said.
No, I said no, Scott Frost. I kept leaving him Scott Frost.
He said, I got Franklin and Ferentz.
He said Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah, it's
D'Antoni.
Mike, which,
he
no,
said
the green shirt guy. He also said Jerry Kill.
Barry Kill.
You did say Barry Alvarez, Seren.
I couldn't remember the Wisconsin coach's name. He wasn't on there anyway, was he?
You had the guy from two ago. Paul Chris was not there.
No, he wasn't. Yeah, Chris was the one guy that wasn't there.
Ron Dane's coach.
Bo Schembechler. You're a winner, Tim.
Way to go, Tim.
I don't even have to be generous. You won it. You won
Lee
it fair
Summit
and square.
Thank
you.
Does it baby.
Fun. Well done. Lee Summit in the house. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll get some information. Tim's a big, fat winner. That's what he is.
Woo!
He is a big, fat, hairy winner.
Mm. That was good.
End with winner, I guess.
The pie is going to taste so much better when you actually win it.
You seem like, I know you've never lost, but it seems like a while
since
you've won. It does seem like a while.
No, I won last week.
We won last week, I think. I think I'm on a little streak here. I'm happy that this first time I ever got picked. I'm serious, the guy at the ice, the skating rink, and no one will pick me.
I told you.
On the snowball skate, no one's there.
I told you, man, you're not a nice guy.
That's
you gotta start being nice to people.
I'm awful.
We will take a break. When we come back, we'll hear some Lebo sounds. Right?
Yes,
sounds. With a Z.
Yeah, totally with a Z.
Yeah, looking forward to that. That's coming up next here on the program.
The Program with Seren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, the Jazz end of the hour answer. Who was the opponent the last time the Kansas Jayhawks had at least 28 turnovers in a game?
Well, they said last night this was in the NCAA tournament in 1988. Is it so you, one of those Austin Peay or somebody like that?
Xavier.
Jayhawks had 30 turnovers in their first round game in the 1988 NCAA tournament. Beat Xavier 85-72.
If they would have had 30 turnovers in the title game, they would have lost that game.
Who'd they beat in that one, Todd?
Oklahoma.
Who was that?
83-79. I'm like, go look that box score up. I bet they had like 3 turnovers.
Probably.
50-50 at the half, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Playing at Oklahoma's pace, and you couldn't put them away.
Well, it wasn't their pace in the second half, and the Kansas had the refs in the crowd. I mean, yeah.
Home court advantage for OU.
Totally.
23.
Playing on a court they were very familiar with.
15. It's a 20. It still had 23 turnovers and still won that game.
Yeah. Well.
But 30, it was the last time
it's probably a low against Oklahoma that year. I was at one of the times I enjoyed watching Billy Ball. It was fun when I was in school. Mookie Blaylock.
Scoring's better than like wrestling matches, Butler
Kelvin
style.
Yeah.
Or Kelvin's. Yeah, Kelvin's.
Kelvin come in and beat Oklahoma State 48-47. I'm glad you won, but Mookie Blaylock, I think, had 12 steals in a game twice. And I swear, like, almost all of them were before you got to, like, the free throw line, much less half court. The pressure was so much fun back in the day. Mookie Blaylock was unbelievable in that system in college. It was good times.
They had 21 against Duke in the semifinal. They were
didn't turn a ball
coughing
over.
It up. Man.
Hey, if you shoot 70,000%, you'll win games.
Generally,
and
yeah.
That's kind of what they did. Danny Manning had a great day that day, but everybody else shot better than him.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Well, yeah,
it hasn't stuck in my craw. No, this guy shot some shots. You know,
he was like 19 of 36. Yeah,
they were some 6 for 7.
Manning was 13 of 24.
I nailed it.
Yeah.
And
like, what was Piper?
See, Piper was 4 of 6. Pritchard was 6 of 7. Milton Newton was 6 of 6.
6 of 6. I mean,
Clint Normore 3 of 3.
Oh, because you were just so focused on Danny Manning.
Sour grapes.
Yeah, but sometimes just
what Manning finished with 50 and 40 or something. I can't remember.
31.
What was it?
31 and 18.
Oh, that's close.
It's a fine day.
Solid, man. Don't you love it when somebody 64%. Who didn't really care who won is rubbing it in on you?
It's not rubbing it on me.
You're right. Like when you come in and start talking Keith Smart with me, and I'm just like, you know, Mike can punch you now if you'd like.
Manning shot 54% from the field. The team shot 64%.
Yeah, take Manning out. He shot 70%.
Yeah, he was just trash.
If you take out those 31.
Take out those 31, we win that game.
They win by 25.
I've told this story before. The first time I ever went to a game at Allen Fieldhouse was 1993. I was out of college, and I was working, sort of working at Channel 4. I had a media pass. I went over there with Al Wallace and some folks, and I actually saw Oklahoma win there.
Al was at a KU game?
Yeah, working. Oh, so it was
stunner.
We go over there, we go to the game, Oklahoma wins, 1993. Kansas goes to the Final Four that year. They're a great team. Oklahoma was just blah. I think it was Billy Tubbs' second last year. Didn't make the tournament, whatever.
93?
Yeah.
So that's when your number one team with that tank to Carolina and the...
No, that's 90.
Okay.
I was out of school. First time I go over there, I ever go to a game, we win the game. I'm excited, whatever. We end up going out afterwards, go over to the work, and Billy Tubbs, like, ah, you know, we want to get whatever, blah, blah, blah. Go out, go to the yacht club or whatever, go in and have a beer afterwards. They have the scoreboard and a piece of the floor from 1988 on the wall. It says 83-79. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? I come over here, we win this game, I go get a stinking cold beer after the game, and they got the scoreboard is still up there with that score. And you know how many times I've seen Kansas lose in that building since that night?
Zero.
Nunts. That's exactly right.
Never.
Never.
Never of the any.
Against Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, Missouri, Iowa State, Tech, whatever. I had never been there. They've won every game since that first time I went.
You watched them lose in a Superdome sitting next to me.
Oh, I've seen them lose some games, just not in that building.
Yeah. February 17th, 1993.
Wow. Terry Evans. Terry Evans scored like maybe 24, 27. Greg Gurley was in the game. That's the problem.
You, Lawyer Lance, Lee Zach, Rob Manning, and then that's it. Everyone else is done with this conversation.
That's right.
Can we move
along? Let's talk Chiefs.
Talk about the Chiefs.
All right, this is listen, Tennessee is, they're 4-5. They've managed to get something out of this year. They've switched their quarterback out. They've got a nice defense that got torched pretty good by the Carolina Panthers last week, but they still have a solid running game, and that's been the fear of Chiefs fans for a while. And Dalvin Cook got handled pretty well last week by the Chiefs. But I think Derrick Henry can be an issue for this team. He certainly had a really nice second half in the playoff game a couple of years ago. So he had a chance to talk to Reggie Ragland in the locker room today. And he says, don't sleep on the Titans. They've got some weapons.
Try to find the things they don't do well and try to go at them a little bit. But I know I got a good friend back over there playing running back there. So he's a very good back. Tough to bring down, so we got to run our feet. And Tannehill does a great job of controlling everything. He's a smart quarterback. I know he had a stint down in Miami, but he's always been a good quarterback. So any of the say-so about him not being good, that's false. So he's a very good quarterback. He knows how to manage the game. He has a good arm. He can make all the throws. So we got to go out there and just play football, man, because they really do have a good team. The screen game is really well. They run the ball really well. So they got a good tight end. So we got to go out there and just play ball, man, and just keep doing what we've been doing the last couple weeks.
Henry, you've known him for a long time, obviously. When you first saw him, did you believe he was a running back as big as he was?
The first time I saw Derek was going into my senior year of high school. And we was at the opening out in Oregon at the Nike Factory. And he was in 11th grade. I'm like, this can't be possible. But I'm glad he was on my team. So right. At the end of the day. So, but I'm happy for Derek and all the confidence that he's had over the years, man. And I'm just happy to go against him and keep being a competitor. I know every day when I was in practice with him at Bama, we got better. So I know this game is going to be fun. We're going to talk a little trash out there, you know, like all the times, like we still in practice. So, but it's going to be fun, man. I can't wait to get out there and play against my guy.
Derrick Henry is a tough guy to bring down, obviously. He is freakishly large.
Half the time.
He is.
The other half the time, he's non-existent.
He's a yard per carry lower than he was a year ago.
Ask fan. Yeah, well.
He had a 99-yard
run.
He's
exactly
last year.
Where he was last year. Then he had like four amazing mm-hmm. games at the end that made his season.
Mm-hmm. I'm still going to be worried about the Chiefs' run defense probably every game. You know, they're going to have to keep proving it every week.
Last 3 weeks, the production they've had on the run defense would have made them the 14th best run defense in the NFL.
It's been better, but I'm still always going to be scared, I think, until the season's over. Because that's just kind of how I am with this defense.
Do you think the Titans are a good team?
No, I don't.
So are they a good team with a bad quarterback? And that's how much the quarterback means.
I think they've got
I think that's possible.
That's possible, but I think the best part of their team is their defense.
Sure.
Regardless of who plays quarterback. But there's got to be something good, because Carolina is not exactly running out there with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, right? But they've got some dynamic weapons, and, you know,
you're talking about Kyle Allen.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey's a dynamic weapon, and they scored 30 points on this team. This team had not given up, I think, over 20 or 22 or something all year, and then they gave up 30 last week. So maybe they're kind of feeling the confidence level because they've switched to quarterback, and you know, they're 4-5. They're looking at the division, probably not feeling great about themselves. I think the Chiefs nation, Chiefs kingdom is going to be all over Nashville. I think this is going to feel like it felt for Vikings on the field to look up and see all the purple last week. I think there will be loads of Chiefs fans there. This will feel a
Why is that because half of this building's going down there?
Well, it's because this city loves Nashville. The city loves to go party in Nashville. And this is a close, easy place that the Chiefs don't go a lot, you know?
Would define close?
It's, you could drivable.
It is, yeah. Yes.
That's, I think if you could drive there.
8 hours, right?
Yeah, something like that, 8 hours. And it's a cheap enough direct flight on Southwest and some of the carriers. So I think this is a place that people like to go. And I think so. I think there'll be a lot of people there.
What are you?
I'm saying, yeah, eight hours and 20 minutes, 550 minutes.
You know what that is?
I thought you were talking about like, yeah, so
six hours.
I'm in Nashville all the time. No, I was like, what was that?
Confirming 6 hours for Petro. Right.
Thank you.
Six hours. You can get there.
Six.
6:15. 6:15. You'll be there.
Yeah. Well, if we get
90 minutes,
we got to stop in the bathroom. 6:15.
90 minutes.
When they got to put a bathroom in the car, that then you wouldn't need to stop ever.
I did that once. Mobile.
Don't finish this.
Mobile unit. Mobile RV.
Oh, that's different. Yeah. But you're having a mobile toilet in there.
No.
Those exist everywhere.
All right. We will take a break. We will come back and talk about the big game, LSU and Alabama. Or do I mean K-State and Texas? I don't know. You'll have to wait and see.
The Program with Soren Petro. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Sit down. Join the effort. At some point, Jed will turn your mic on.
Sorry, Todd's fat ass was in my way. I couldn't grab the mic.
Wow.
We were producing this segment right here.
Trying
Let's
to
get
figure
after
out
it.
What we can do. Let's get at the talk. Let's talk some ball.
LSU, Alabama, 1 versus 2, 2 versus 3, whatever rankings you're looking at right now. They'll be playing 2:30 in Tuscaloosa, and LSU head coach Ed Orgeron, he just knows there's a lot on the line on Saturday.
SEC championship, SEC West, going to the SEC championship, having a chance to be in the college football playoffs, having a chance to win the national championship. I mean, that's for us is every game in the SEC. I mean, to get to where you want to go, it seems like you have to go undefeated. You have to beat Alabama. You have to keep on going, and then you have to win the SEC championship. And then you get the college football playoffs, you know. So if you start thinking about all that stuff, it becomes overwhelming for your football team. But we know what's at stake, but we don't talk about that.
They don't have to go undefeated.
No, they don't.
And they're the one league that gets a mulligan.
And that's the one school that won a title with two losses.
LSU will get there with one loss. If they lose only one game the rest of the way, they will get there. Alabama may not.
Yeah.
The polls had them at, what, 3?
They were at 3. A lot of you know, I thought the poll was just kind of a shock value type thing last night. Clemson at 5.
To me, what that committee does is they sit there and they try to set up a bracket so that they don't get bitched at.
Right.
They've got it set up. Well, Clemson will make its way up because LSU and Alabama is going to play. Georgia's probably going to have to play, or they'll lose and get out of the way. So they set up a bracket so that nobody can complain. They basically manage for the post game press conference.
Yeah.
It's stupid because Clemson is not the fifth best team.
No, I agree. All right, so the big difference this year for LSU is the way Joe Burrow is playing. Now, listen, Joe Burrow was the quarterback of LSU last year, and they got shut out by Alabama. But they're running a different style of offense. They're very confident right now, and Nick Saban knows that Joe Burrow will be a handful.
Joe is very capable of making every throw. I think he's very bright in terms of throwing the ball the right place. Relative to the defense, I think he's very athletic. So sometimes when those plays aren't there, he extends plays and makes plays down the field. And he also has the capability of running and creating some problems for the defense from that standpoint.
He's playing.
Was
much
he going
more
like this while he was talking?
Just moving. Well, you don't want to knock off the sponsored sodas that are on his podium when he talks. But. Listen, Burrow is playing much better than he was last year. So much confidence, different system, and they're scoring points like they haven't scored at LSU. So we'll see if that can go. Bama's won 8 in a row in this series, and I think there's 3 shutouts in that time. Shutouts are hard to get, okay? And I don't think Alabama's defense is nearly as good this year as it was last. I don't think there's any chance they're going to shut out LSU in this game. But this will be a tough test for LSU mentally to get over the Alabama hurdle.
Tell me, who on this schedule is of note? Duke, New Mexico State, South Carolina, Southern Miss, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Tennessee, and Arkansas.
Nothing.
Best one would be Texas A&M, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
That's Alabama's schedule.
That's what it is.
So why are they at 3 and they beat A&M 47-28? And Clemson, they're scheduled. Georgia Tech, the same Texas A&M, whom they beat 24-10, and it was 24-3 all game until an oh, by the way, at the buzzer.
Well, I think the Clemson, the thing that
Syracuse?
The thing that has people in their head with the Clemson game was the North Carolina goes for 2 and doesn't get it. And North Carolina's just kind of okay. I think they really felt like they could have lost that game. And it's just, it's ridiculous because they just won the rest of their games by 30 points. And maybe it's not, they're not scoring 50 every time, but Clemson is still a dominant team.
Then put Penn State in front of Alabama. There should be no, you want Alabama in front of Clemson, fine, but Penn State should be in front of Alabama.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Okay.
All right, we got K-State, Texas, 2:30. K-State coming off three straight wins, and they're at Texas. And Chris Klieman, head coach of K-State, says even though they're hot right now, he says there's no reason to try to sit there and cool these guys down after beating Oklahoma and winning the Sunflower Showdown.
Well, you only get 12 opportunities. You better keep the emotions high every chance you can. So that's the challenge we have every week is to make sure that we prepare each day that come Saturday that the preparation's in place and the guys can cut it loose and have fun with their brothers. And I've been so pleased with our leadership. You know, credit to the captains and to the leadership of the football team that they're keeping the guys grounded, they're keeping them humble, they're keeping them hungry. Every week they have an opportunity if they prepare to be successful.
He says, let's go out and play it, man. I mean, they're hot right now. They're feeling it. They're very, confident. Now, listen, K-State has done a nice job against Texas over the years, but they've lost the last two. Sam Ellinger's been the quarterback at Texas. He's found a way to beat K-State, which is an important thing, obviously. They didn't play last week. Texas is still chewing on a loss against TCU where Ellinger turned the ball over four times, but Tom Herman says the Cats are a tough team to prepare for, so he's glad they've had that extra time.
This is the first time in our 3 years here that we've ever had a bye week prior to playing an opponent that didn't have one. It's been nice to have that extra game of film on them, a recent game, and it's been nice to have the 2 weeks to prepare for what amounts to a very, very talented quarterback and a very unique system.
So don't screw it up, Tom.
Don't screw it
up. I mean, that's the kind of thing he doesn't even realize. He just slapped all kinds of pressure on himself.
Best win this game. They're getting some talent back on defense this week. They've had a lot of injuries the Longhorns have had this year, and they're getting some of those guys back this week. This will be as healthy as they've been on the defensive side in a while. I think this is going to be an entertaining game. It's a huge game, obviously, because K-State wants to stay hot. They want to stay alive to try to make the Big 12 title game, and Texas doesn't want to lose to K-State. After having a week off,
Texas is in play for that. If K State is, they're both 3-2 in the league, so they're both playing to make that title game.
The thing that K State has going for them is they beat Oklahoma, so they got a tiebreaker there. Texas didn't, so they'd have to have Oklahoma,
which only matters if Oklahoma loses another game,
right? Yeah, but if they do lose another game, they'll need to lose twice to get in front of them if that's the case. There's a lot of football to be played. I don't think Baylor's going undefeated. That I'm going on the record right now.
Okay. So. If Herman loses this game, are they calling for his job?
See how they finish the year. They won't be happy, though.
So if they lose this game?
I wouldn't call for it.
Oh.
Time for our Deli Fresh end of the hour question. Sponsored by Good Sense. Chosen by KC sandwich lovers for 30 years. Good Sense. Not because it's easy, but because it's better.
All right, eight relievers have won the Cy Young Award. Who was the first to do it? Brought to you by Good Sense.